In Holy Week, it's very interesting. The church does something that doesn't do very much in the rubrics of the Missal. It gives some pretty specific directions to the person giving the homily. Father Edwin referred to that last night. He said there are three topics given by the church to cover on Holy Thursday. And on Good Friday, we always have the reading of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. The church doesn't talk about the topics. It just says that the homily should be brief. So I'll try my best. And again, as I said on Sunday, I think that's not so much because the church is worried about the amount of time, so much as that what we've just heard, what can you add to that? In leading up in these last weeks of Lent, I have to say one of the things, you know, there's so many, I think every year in a sense you might find a different facet of the experience of Jesus entering into his passion. I think Father Edwin touched on one of those very beautifully in his homily last night about the incredible revelation of the love of God for us in the love, sacrificial and heroic love of Jesus Christ, and how transformative that is to know that we are loved by God in such a way. One of the other things that I have been reflecting on, it's been the reality of just the difficulty of suffering, not only physical suffering, but also, emotional suffering, and interior sort of suffering, and how difficult that can be. And there's one particular thing I've just been sort of struggling with. I was very proud of myself. I got to the place where I had, I was okay, Lord, this is okay. I'm not going to try to run away from this anymore. And then I realized that's not enough. Actually, a good friend sort of pointed that out to me. Said, you're kind of resentful about this cross. Actually, you're carrying it, but you're not very happy about it. And he was right. And I think that's when we look at Jesus, not only the fact that he did carry his cross, but the way that he did. Of course, I think on Good Friday, it's very beautiful and powerful and helpful for us to reflect on the physical sufferings of Jesus Christ, which were just, incredible. But also this psychological and emotional suffering that he had as well. In his divinity, he was never separated from his Father, nor really in his humanity, yet he had emotions, human emotions, and a human psychology as well as the divine. And one of the things we see in reading and reflecting on the Passion is that experience that he had of feeling the betrayal and the abandonment, not only of the world and of those closest to him in the world, but even feeling, not that it was actually the case, but feeling this abandonment by his Father. On the cross, Jesus quotes the 22nd Psalm when he says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" This complete desolation. And yet that's what we see so beautifully. We see this interior and sort of psychological and emotional torment happening most particularly in the agony in the garden. And he didn't just consent to what was going to happen, but he willed it. Said, "Father, not my will, but yours be done." And I think that is very, very remarkable. We should never diminish that. Just say, "Oh, well, Jesus was God. He didn't suffer like that." Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Certainly, more poignantly and more difficult, with greater difficulty than anyone. The only person who would come close is probably the suffering like that of his Blessed Mother. You know, it was prophesied that her heart would be pierced by Simeon, but her heart wasn't physically pierced. And I got some advice from another friend, actually. I was sort of sharing this experience that I had had, and it was very helpful, you know, to put on not only the deeds of Christ, you know, to be willing to, you know, like take up your cross, maybe like Simon of Cyrene, grudgingly. We don't know. Sometimes that's the way Simon of Cyrene is portrayed, is helping to carry Jesus' cross grudgingly. We don't know that for a fact, but maybe doing that. But being willing to accept this, being willing to find in suffering transformation. You know, it says even of the Lord Jesus Christ that in his suffering, his obedience came to the highest pitch of perfection. And through that obedience, he reconciled the world. In his humanity, he reconciled humanity with the Father that had been estranged since the sin of Adam and Eve. And we can be a part of that too. That's a part of the offering it up that we can do. Is to not just grit our teeth and, you know, whatever, put up with that person who gets on our last nerve or whatever, but to say, no, Lord, this is good for me. This is good for me. Most especially it's good for me because it makes me like your Son, Jesus Christ, and allows me to share in his work of saving the world, which is greater than anything I could ever do. And so I want to share with you this advice this friend sent to me. Surrendering and accepting that our flaws are a part of God's plan. I think I shared with you earlier, and that one time I was praying the Stations of the Cross this Lent, and recognized that three of the Stations of the Cross are about Jesus falling. You know, we're so afraid of failing all the time, you know? Jesus was not afraid of failing. Surrendering and accepting that our flaws are part of God's plan for us to work on throughout our life on earth and to become closer to him are the things we all must do to achieve sanctification and peace. As I believe you heard me say, we need to embrace the large splotches of yellow fear that are in our hearts and are part of our very being. Place our arm around them, walking together with them, saying, let's keep moving forward. We're in this together, my dear and beloved friend. Something in me kind of rebels at the idea of looking at my weakness and my fear and my whatever as my dear and beloved friend. And yet it is. Because it was the dear and beloved friend of our Lord Jesus Christ. And through that acceptance came the salvation of the world.